Good evening, young people and others. Tonight, I'd like to talk to you about four or five subjects. Where I came from and how I was bound in the world. The first subject is about being an alcoholic. I ran to alcohol because I couldn't handle problems in the home. I couldn't handle anything. So I started drinking more and more and more. And it led me down the wrong path. And I prayed. I did not want that way of life. It was something that I just couldn't get away from. And it gets you bound to where you don't think on your own. Amen. Alcohol is your God. Right. And that's all you live for. So I kept on drinking and drinking for 32 years. The last part of that, last 5 years of that, I prayed to God to get away from it, to give me another life. And I wasn't strong enough to do it on my own. So I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. And then at the end of the 5 years of praying to God every day, my body shut down. I had a fall in the house, lacerated my liver in half, and was in a coma for 18 and a half days. When I woke up, I didn't know what had happened, and I thought I was just in the hospital overnight. But that was the path, that was the start of recovery. And I did not know that God was pulling me and drawing me. I was still in sin. But God hears you even when you're out there in sin. He hears your prayers. He knows. He doesn't give up on you. He loves each and every one of us. And just like the parents want their children to come to them and talk to them, God wants you to tell him what's on your heart. So that after healing, I went back to drinking again. I wasn't away from it. And then after 2 or 3 years, I finally got to the point where I knew I needed something. So I got to rock bottom. I walked away from my family. I gave up everything I had. And just was down to nothing. About ready to give up and go against my standards and my beliefs. I had already left my family. And I was going to do myself in because I didn't have nothing else. So God kept pulling me. And one day we was having camping here to the Church of God. And I stopped in because I had nowhere else to go. And that was the beginning of getting my salvation. The Church of God, they were so loving, the ones that helped me. And Brother Decker took me in and nurtured me, gave me a job, and I was starting on the healing. That was the first miracle. The second miracle was I was just going in for to repair my abdomens. God already had the doctors lined up. He had everything lined up that was going to fix me. I didn't know, again, at the point of what I was going to go through, but God did. And so after the first operation, I went home. And then I wasn't home probably a week and a half, if that, when I developed a blood clot. And I was internally bleeding, and I did not know it. And at this point, this is after I had the first operation. And at that point, they didn't think they could save me. But God had other plans, because here I am. And I have to thank him every day for the Church of God prayer warriors that we have. Young people, you're the greatest group, and the Church of God group I've ever been around, and the greatest group of Christians. God has given you a lot of talent to use. He's blessed you in every way. Then, when I went through the second operation, they couldn't let me go because I developed a bacteria. So they was trying to fight that, plus the blood clot still bleeding. But God had already had it in place. And through the prayers of the Church of God people, God heard and God delivered.
Yeah.
And I thank the Lord for what he has done.
Amen.
The second thing I would like to talk about is the young people and the choices you're going to make. You'll come to that crossroad where you'll have to make decisions on your own. But you're very blessed to be raised, the ones that were raised in the Church of God, with Church of God parents. They love you and they just try to guide you in the right way. But you're going to make your own choices down the line. And your parents will still always be there for you. And when you make them choices, you need to pray about them. You need to ask God to deliver you in the right way and to help you. You'll have your choices of dating and other choices. And you just need to pray daily and ask God to lead you. Because sometimes if you don't pray, you think you've made the right decisions, then down the road you may have problems. And if you didn't pray to God about them, you don't know how to deal with them. And those choices can take you in the right direction or they can take you in the wrong direction.
Right.
Mine was always in the wrong direction because I didn't have a church. I wasn't in church. And I had a home. I had two boys, but I set a bad example for them because all I could do was drink. So I didn't raise them in the right way. And I regret that today. But I've been given another chance to let you know that if you don't know about your decisions, you can always talk to your Church of God parents. You can always go to them, and they would love to talk to you about it and try to guide you in the right way to make the right choices. But they won't make your choice for you. That is up to you.
Right.
Amen.
And then the next one is about God will not let you endure more than what you can take. I mean, if you get it to a point where you just don't know where to turn, then there'll always be, God will always give you a way out. It's always there. And I wish that I had God in my life when all this happened. But then when this last miracle happened, I was glad that I had salvation. I was living for God. But the people that prayed for me, I could almost hear their prayers. I mean, in this Church of God, we have people that pray endlessly for every burden they pray. We need to have great burdens for all of our young people, for anybody that needs the help to go in the right way. And the next thing was having resentments for your parents. As you get older and you don't really, your world has a lot to offer and you see a lot of these things and you don't really want to be in church every day and do what your parents say every day. But the thing of it is, that's a resentment. You say, oh, I can't wait till I get 18. Now I can get out on my own. Now I don't have to listen to you. Yeah, that's right. You're free to go your own way. But guess what? You get to the point where you can't find a job, you can't pay your rent, you can't do this, you can't do that. Welcome to the real world. When you leave your family, you're on your own. But the ones that are raised in the church have a Church of God family. It's like the prodigal and his son. They will always welcome you back with open arms.
Right.
They will take you in, they will love you, and they will honor your choice of what you decide to do. In the Church of God family, you are so blessed.
Amen.
Every day, I ponder and I look at the talents that the young people have. Musical instruments,
oh, yeah.
You're singing in every way. God has blessed you so much.
True.
And I've never been anywhere where the talent was so great. And the other thing I'd like to talk about is I because when you come to the crossroads where you've got major decisions to make, pray to God. Just keep praying. Don't get your own understanding. Just pray and pray and pray. You know the Lord is going to lead you in the right direction. Because if you try to make your own choice without praying over the situation, it can turn the wrong way.
Right.
And God hears you. God heard me when I was out there. I wasn't even in church. He heard my prayers. I didn't know what I was going to have to go through, but He did. But He knew in my heart I did not want the life I had. And He changed me. He gave me everything. Look what I have now. Look where I've came from. I've came from being a sinner to having a church of God, brothers and sisters. Yes. Everything you could ask for when you're living for God.
Amen.
And it's there's nothing like it.
Amen.
But I don't say I'm going to never going to turn back, because you don't know what's down the road. You just know that God is with you. So I had prayed that I would get out of that situation. God brought me out of it. I had a lot of healing to do. I had a lot of changes to make. But I could be out on the streets or in the store anywhere, and I would run into somebody that knew me when I looked like a bum. They would pass me, wouldn't say nothing. Then they'd say, "Oh, I know that man." They'd come back and they'd say, "Are you so-and-so?" I'd say, "Yeah." They said, "We didn't recognize you." It's because I was living for God and I had a different shine and a different look.
Amen.
And they just didn't recognize me. So that's the changes God makes.
Amen.
God will change you and bring you up and keep you, but you've got to want to live for God.
Amen.
You've got to have Him in your heart unconditionally. So the thing that concerns me is a lot of young people are full of resentments. And only God knows what they're going through or why they're that way. But young people, I want to tell you that you can get to the point where peer pressure is so great that you're going to try things and do things. But being in the church of God, raised in the church of God, you will have that one blessing of making the right decision, because it comes from God. Because you pray, you live for God, you don't want the world. The world has so much out there, so much to pull you. That's the thing of it. But I just would like to say, don't let peer pressure get you to the point, well, try this. Because this is the life of living for God in the church of God. Church of God, brothers and sisters and young people, we have everything to live for.
Right, amen.
And the times are getting to the point where the world's turned upside down.
Amen.
And every day, I do want to say every day, the doctor told me if I ever picked up alcohol again, I would be dead in a year.
Right.
Because it left my liver scarred. It healed, but it's scarred.
Hmm.
And I haven't even thought about the thought of alcohol. And that was 18 years ago. It was year 2000, January the 11th, in the wintertime, when I cut my liver in half. And then down the line, this year was the hardest year I've had since I got saved in the Church of God. I had to deal with several things, mostly medically, but God was with me all the way.
Yes.
So I would like you to remember that when the rough times come, you pray and you cry out to God. He may not answer when you want Him to. God has His own time.
Right.
So, but you keep praying to Him and praying to Him, and God hears you.
Amen.
And I just want to tell you, I love you young people. I appreciate you. You're talented. And you make the Church of God beautiful. So,
right.
And I would like to see all of you stay in the Church of God,
right,
and not make the wrong decisions.
Right.
But, it, like I said, it is up to you. Even though your parents are there for you, Pastor Decker's there for you. The young people's teacher's there for you. You can go to a lot of people for advice, but you still have to make that decision on your own.
Right.
A lot of yous will be dating. A lot of yous will be coming up thinking about marriage.
Right.
And that's when you really, really need to pray.
Right.
That's when you really need the guidance.
Amen.
So, and I have seen and have heard a lot of them have outside relationship outside of the Church of God, other churches. And that's a subject you have to deal with. But in the Church of God, young people, you need to really have to stay close to God. That is a rough point in your life, and it's a major decision to take that step. And I know there's a few that are coming close to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I ask that you all keep praying, stay in the church, and live for God. There ain't nothing better.
Amen.
I appreciate all of you, and I love all of you. Thank you.
Amen.
Oh, one more thing. I'd like to read all the Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6.
Yeah,
I want to give you this to live by, because this is God's word.
I think it's good, brother.
Okay. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lead not toward thine own understanding.
Amen. Right.
In all ways acknowledge him. Remember this. And he shall direct thy paths. Thank you.
Very good.